Not this time.
Located somewhat apart from the swirl of main activity inside the Resistance base, the conference room was perfect for a strategic gathering. Leia was there, as well as Poe, C-3PO, BB-8, a handful of chosen officers, and an assortment of equipment and gear that was considered important but was little used. Never one to defer in the presence of superiors, Poe spoke first.
Kylo Ren said that the segment held by BB-8 is the last piece of the map that shows the way to Skywalker's location. So where's the rest of it?
The First Order has it.
Rey looked over at him.
They extracted it from the Imperial Archives.
Poe stared at her.
The Empire?
Admiral Statura nodded in agreement.
It makes sense. The Empire would have been looking for the first Jedi temples. In destroying all the Jedi sanctuaries, they would have acquired a great deal of peripheral information.
So intent were they on the current conversation and its possible ramifications that no one noticed that a light had come on atop a small R2 unit, shoved back among the rest of the equipment in the room. Nor did they see that its hemispherical head had turned to look in their direction.
We're still at war with First Order, Leia pointed out. A war that won't end until either it or the Resistance is destroyed. The next time, without Luke, we won't stand a chance.
The silence that ensued was broken by a flurry of beeping and whistling, the likes of which the somber gathering had not heard in some time. In the case of this particular beeping and whistling, not in years. No one was more surprised than C-3PO when R2-D2 came rolling forward to join the assembly.
R2! What? What is it? I haven't seen you this functional since...
He was interrupted by a fresh farrago of beeping that all but drowned him out.
Slow down! You're giving me data overload!
Whether the mechanical hand that rose to the side of the golden head to indicate a headache truly reflected what the protocol droid was feeling, or was simply a gesture for the benefit of watching humans, only C-3PO knew. An excited Leia moved closer. Of all the organics in the room, no one had a more personal relationship to the little droid than she did.
"What's he saying?"
she asked. The protocol droid explained.
"If the information you are seeking was in the Imperial Archives, he believes he may have cataloged that data. He's scanning through it now."
Rey stared at the diminutive droid.
"R2 has the rest of the map?"
"He's certainly implying the possibility. I've never heard him beep with this much energy before."
Emitting a long, sustained whistle, R2-D2 projected a full three-dimensional image of a huge navigational star chart. No one in the room could fail to notice that it was missing a substantial fragment. In response to the hovering image, BB-8 began beeping excitedly.
"Yeah, buddy, hold on,"
Poe told him.
"I have it."
Moving to the side of the spherical droid, the pilot removed from a sealed compartment in his clothing the tiny and very old data device he had originally received from Lor San Tekka. Inserting it into an appropriate receptacle in BB-8, Poe stepped back. For a moment, nothing happened. Then a lens on the droid's curved side came to life, projecting a large section of starfield. Shrinking it down so that its proportions matched those of the missing piece within R2's map, BB-8 adjusted his position slightly. The two disparate portions merged perfectly to form a completed chart.
"Oh, my stars!"
3PO's exclamation was no less astonished than those of his organic counterparts.
"That's it!"
What caused Leia to sway slightly had nothing to do with the Force, and everything to do with heartfelt emotion.
"Luke, the map!"
Rey could only stare and wonder as her eyes wandered over a shining, resplendent portrayal of a substantial portion of the galaxy.
"It's the whole map!"
"R2,
C-3PO's tone was that of a proud relative complimenting a member of his family.
R2, you've done it!
Cheers and spontaneous embraces filled the room with so much joy that no one paid any attention to who was hugging what representative of whichever species. Rey and Poe were not excluded, though their sudden tight clinch of shared excitement led to a moment of mutual awkwardness.
Hi, the pilot mumbled.
I'm Poe.
She nodded slowly, searching his face and finding that she liked it.
I recognize the name. So you're Poe. Poe Dameron, the X-Wing pilot. I'm Rey.
I know.
He smiled back, a little more at ease.
Nice to meet you.
Amid all the shouting and spontaneous applause, few noticed a protocol droid as he bent over the now quiet astromech unit.
My dear friend, how I've missed you.
Within the intensive care pod in the medical center, Finn lay in a medically induced coma. His health and life still very much in the balance. Dr. Colonia's prognosis had been favorable, even positive, but nothing certain could be said until Finn had fully recovered. When wholly parsed, the phrase, be all right, could mean one thing to a physician and something else entirely to the patient. Sitting beside him, a deeply concerned Rey noted the hour. It was time to go. Leaning into him, as closely as the pod would permit, she kissed him softly, her words full of determination.
We'll see each other again. I believe that. Thank you, my friend.
Cleaned up and visibly refreshed from his long period of inactivity, R2-D2 led the way up the Millennium Falcon's loading ramp. Nearby, Chewbacca was performing the usual last-minute checks of the ship's external systems. Ordinarily, it was a two-person job, but he insisted on doing it by himself. Standing at the foot of the ramp, an uncertain and uneasy Leia found herself fiddling with the seals on the front of the jacket Rey was wearing. Foolish nonsense, she told herself, even as she continued.
Unworthy of her status and position,
but it felt so right and so natural to be doing so.
I'm proud of what you're about to do, she told the girl.
Rey replied in all seriousness.
But you're also afraid. In sending me away, you're reminded.
Leia straightened.
You won't share the fate of our son. I know what we're doing is right. This is how it has to be. This is how it should be.
Leia smiled gently, reassuringly.
I know it too. May the Force be with you.
She watched until Rey was inside the ship and the ramp had closed behind her. Then she joined Poe, BB-8, and C-3PO in moving to a safe distance. In the cockpit, Rey headed for the co-pilot seat, only to find her way blocked by a massive hirsute form.
Chewie, the Falcon flies better with two people at the controls. You know that. I've already sat in that seat. I'm ready to do so again.
A series of moans came from the Wookiee. Then he turned and sat down in the co-pilot seat. Rey felt herself tearing up.
You're serious, aren't you?
Chewie groaned, and to make certain she grasped his meaning, gestured to his left, toward the pilot's position. Sitting down, she settled herself in.
She could do this. If Chewbacca felt she could do it, then who was she to dispute him?
As she hesitated, the Wookiee reached over and mussed her hair. Grinning, she made a show of trying to slap his hand away. He had no idea how much this innocent, familial gesture meant to her. Behind them, R2-D2 beeped happily. Facing forward again, she completed a last scan of the console, assuring herself she knew where everything was, From experience, she knew that the Falcon was a forgiving ship. She intended to do right by it. Reaching out, she let her fingers play over the controls. Beside her, Chewie did likewise as he groaned his approval. The Millennium Falcon rose. The planet was mostly ocean, dotted with a sprinkling of towering islands formed of black rock, the throats of volcanoes whose slopes had long since eroded away. Greenery caped the stony flanks, falling in emerald waves toward the azure sea. Above the calm waters, flying creatures soared on wide wings of translucent white. A great uproar broke out among the wheeling flocks as something larger and louder than any of them descended toward the surface. The Falcon banked toward one of the bigger islands, slowing as it did so. A wide, flat area at the base of the island's central mountain provided just enough room for the ship to touch down while avoiding the water. It sat there for a while. Slowly, an assortment of small, furtive land animals began to peer out of the forest that cloaked the mountain, drawn by curiosity to this strange arrival. The ramp descended, and the ship's crew emerged. Wookiee and Droid looked on as Rey, her old staff strapped to her back, began working her way up the steep, jungle-clad incline before her. Occasionally she would pause to catch her breath and to look back. Each time Chewbacca would wave. Had he been equipped to do so, R2-D2 would have done likewise. So old were the stone steps she ascended that grooves had been worn in the front edges by the tramp of thousands of footsteps. The climb was steep, the air humid, and she felt herself tiring. But the thought of stopping never once entered her mind. Eventually, finally, she found herself in a small clearing, occupied by several modest stone structures. The prospect was unbearably primitive. Within the structures, there was no movement save for the hurried retreat of small, covert creatures. She halted abruptly. There was something. She turned sharply. Some distance from her, at the periphery of the forest, stood a figure shrouded in a simple cloak and robe. It did not matter that it was facing away from her. She knew instantly who it was. Yet all she could do was stare in silence. Whether motivated by her stare or by something unknown, the figure finally turned toward her and pulled back his hood. Luke Skywalker. His hair and beard were white, and his countenance was haunted. He did not speak, nor did she. Remembering, Rey reached into her pack and removed his lightsaber. Taking several steps forward, she held it out to him. An offer. A plea. The galaxy's only hope. She wondered what would happen next.
This is Mark Thompson. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Star Wars: The Force Awakens by Alan Dean Foster. Screenplay written by Lawrence Kasdan and J.J. Abrams and Michael Arndt. Based on characters created by George Lucas. This program was directed by Kevin Thompson. Executive producer, Aaron Blank. Star Wars: The Force Awakens is a production of Lucasfilm Limited and registered or trademarked where indicated. Copyright 2015. All rights reserved. Used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music Master Production, copyright 2007, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Penguin Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.